One of the things I've noticed about following Apostle Thompson for all of these years, he's like a fresh piece of bread every time. You can't say that about a lot of people. But I believe it's because of who he is, what his calling is, his dedication to the things of God, and he was sent to this generation. And I'm so glad I'm a part of it. This class is Catching the Waves of Revival by Apostle Jonathan David. So we're going to pray and get right into it. You have your books. I would encourage you to read the introduction and chapter number one. In addition to that, be sure to take the online quizzes, because as Sister Chantel explained, you will see those questions again more than likely on your exams, okay? So that's a word to the wise. Should be sufficient. Now, if you don't take those online tests or quizzes and you don't study, you will fail. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, now, I know y'all spiritual people. They're going to have some preacher who think he know enough and he don't have to check something. It don't work like that. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Father, we're so thankful for the grace that's upon this ministry. I thank you for Apostle Thompson, our apostolic leader. I thank you for the grace that's upon and in his life. That same apostolic grace is upon all of the instructors. We're not here to show off ourselves or showcase what we can do. We're here because of apostolic government. We're 100% in alignment with everything that he's teaching, everything that he's doing. We thank you for the royal family, and we thank you for these students who are here, who are opening up themselves to apostolic government and ministry. Now, may you help us, Holy Spirit, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a reader here. He's going to, read for me the things that I've extracted from the introduction and chapter one. It is my intent to cover the whole book. So, word to the wise is sufficient. Read.
Definition of revival.
The definition of revival.
The sovereign act of God.
Revival is the sovereign act of God.
In which he restores his own backsliding people.
And which he restores to himself his own backsliding people.
To repentance.
To repentance.
Faith and obedience.
Faith and obedience. Now, repentance means a 360. Y'all know what that means? Put it another way. Repentance is not feeling sorry. Are you listening? Huh? It means to make a turn. Are you listening? That cannot happen without a made-up mind. God has to do something in our souls in order for us to turn. Are you listening?
Yes.
So God wants to return his backsliding people back to him, back to his way of doing things. Okay, read, sir.
In Hosea 10, 12.
In Hosea chapter 10, verse 12.
Hosea the prophet describes revival.
Hosea the prophet describes revival.
As breaking up fallow ground.
It is the breaking of fallow or hard ground.
That once has been tilled.
That once has been tilled. In other words, the seed could be planted in you because the ground was tilled. But after being around for a long time, getting in the comfort zone, put it another way, being conformed to this age. You listening? See, it's our souls that have to go through this transformation because we become comfortable. Are you listening? And we don't want to do the one thing Apostle talked about in the last class. That is change. You got it. Change. Change is the only constant thing in life. Are you listening? And if things in our lives are not changing and we keep doing the same things and expecting a change, that is considered to be insanity. Okay, read.
Revival is seen.
Revival is seen.
As the breaking forth of heaven's fire.
As the breaking forth of heaven's fire.
On the earth.
On the earth.
It breaks the effects and influence.
It breaks the effects and it breaks the influence
of hell's fire on the earth.
Of hell's fire on the earth.
And establishes God's kingdom government.
And it established God's kingdom government
here on earth.
Here on earth. Now, y'all recognize the definition that Apostle gave for apostolic government. You listening? That's opening the portals of heaven. See, that's what apostolic government is all about. It is not training of people to go to heaven. Oh, Lord. Y'all won't walk around heaven all day. All of the church songs, but when I get to heaven, I'm going to jump and shout. Nobody there going to be able to put me out. You get all happy. That's not what it's about. No. Jesus said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, pray in this manner. Our Father, relationship, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Watch this. As in heaven, so in the earth. So apostolic government is heaven to earth government. I'm not trying to get to heaven. I've been sent here to bring heaven to the earth. That is the whole purpose of apostolic government. You're no earthly good trying to go to heaven. But you must be developed and trained. See, this title of this book, Catching the Waves, tell you something immediately. Some things can be taught. Other things got to be caught. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead.
The purpose of the apostolic.
The purpose of the apostolic
is to create heaven to earth government.
Is to create heaven to earth government.
Structure. Which allows the portals of the supernatural.
Which allows, notice that term, the portals of the supernatural.
To be open.
To be open. That's where signs, wonders, diverse wonders, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. That's where all of that come into place with apostolic government. Read, sir.
The only way to shut the gates of hell.
The only way to shut the gates of hell.
Is to open the doors of heaven.
Is to open the doors of heaven. Now, y'all know the church, now pay attention in class, because one of the things we must understand in apostolic government, there's no sitting around like God has to do something about the devil. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, who?
Jesus,
the head of the church, said, I will build my church.
Yes, sir.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, Satan should be trying to stop me.
Yeah.
Not me trying to stop him. Okay. Read, sir.
Cooperation and revival.
There must be cooperation and revival.
God cannot move.
God cannot move.
Unless men have prepared themselves.
Unless men have prepared themselves.
In accordance to his revealed word.
In accordance to his revealed word.
Revival is a cooperation.
Revival is a cooperation.
And covenant thing.
And revival is also a covenant thing. Not a competition thing. Are you listening? You got to get rid of ego. Edging God out. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
The fire came from heaven.
The fire came from heaven.
After the prophet Elijah.
After the prophet Elijah.
Had built an altar according to his word.
Had built an altar according to his word.
That's in 1 Kings 18, 30-38.
That's 1 Kings 18, verses 30-38. Now, you have to go back and read all these things. Are you listening?
Yes.
Now, you might understand the story, but notice it says that Elisha had to prepare things according to apostolic instructions. Do it the way God told you to do it. Go ahead.
The rain came after Noah had built the ark.
The rain came after Noah had built the ark.
According to God's word.
According to God's word. According to God's instructions. You might want to write this down. Recently, God gave this to me, so I'm going to give it to you. Because everybody wants to say they live by faith. Anybody in here want to live by faith? Well, if you don't say, yeah, I'm going to come out there and hit all y'all. Because the Bible says, the just shall live by his faith. Now, that's in Habakkuk 2:4. The Bible says the just shall live by his faith. But that's not talking about your personal faith. That's talking about the faith of the Son of God. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with the Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Christ that liveth in me. Now watch this. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, if righteousness came by works, then Christ died in vain. Are y'all listening? All right. So faith. We live by faith, by his faith. Now in Romans gospel, Paul writing to the church at Rome say the just shall live by faith. But we know it's talking about the faith of the Son of God. Are you listening? So, and then we found out in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, you can't please God. So people have complicated faith. But the greatest definition can be revealed is found in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Are you listening? So what is faith? What is faith? You'll never forget this definition, because it came from the Holy Ghost. Faith, write it down vertically. Write it down, not horizontally. Put it on the paper. You're taking notes. Might be on the test. It may not be. But this is what faith stands. This is an acronym that God gave me concerning faith. Following apostolic instructions through hearing. Never forget it. So then faith cometh by hearing by. So if you're going to walk in faith, it's just simply, I got to follow instructions. You got it? So if you're going to live by faith, all you're telling somebody is, I live by every word that comes out of God's mouth, all of God's instructions. Go ahead on, read, sir.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit
came down after the apostles.
Came down after the apostles.
Prepared themselves corporately.
Prepared themselves on a corporate basis.
In the upper room.
In the upper room. Remember when Jesus told them, don't leave from this upper room.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't you leave? I know for 3 years I trained you. I say I know I trained you, but you can't do this except the one who caused me to do what I'm doing, gets in you.
Yeah. That's right.
You listening?
Yeah, sure.
I sent you out apostolically in my name. You were functioning for my anointing, but I was functioning from God the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So when I ascend to my Father, I'm going to pray the Father, and he shall send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. He say, for you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. See, what most people understand is the entire ministry of Jesus was a ministry under apostolic government. He followed his Father's voice by the voice of the Spirit. So everything he did by the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? So he was telling them, you are not ready. You must be endued with power from on high. What kind of power? Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost power. Y'all got it?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Revival is a sovereign move of God.
Revival is a sovereign move of God. Y'all know what that means? Nobody can stop it.
Yeah.
No devil. What you talking about the devil for? He defeated. Yeah. No demon. Yeah. Your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. Nobody can stop it.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes,
go ahead, sir.
An intervention of God in the affairs of men.
Revival is a sovereign move of God, and it's an intervention of God in the affairs of men. God wants to interrupt your life like he did mine, because I wasn't trying to be no preacher. Let the truth be told. Go ahead, sir.
Number one, it's not something you or I plan.
Revival, number one, is not something you or I planned.
Number two, it's something God does by his Spirit.
Number two, revival is something that God does, watch this, by his Spirit.
Yes, sir. We can lay the foundation.
We can lay the foundation.
And prepare.
And prepare.
But it is God that has to move.
But it is God who has to move. In other words, cooperation again. The Godward side, my side. May I say at this point, most people get stuck in ministry because they're asking God to do something he's already done. We must stop. You hear Apostle say this. We must stop reading the Bible, worrying about what God has to do, and simply follow what he wants me to do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
St. John 2:5, Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, whatsoever he says to you, do it. You listening?
Yeah.
Then we have Luke 5. What must you do? Oh, Lord. Well, I'll give you that. I have it. No, they said after they had this done, but it's over in Acts where Paul asked the question, what must I do? What must I do? Not only talking about to be saved, what must I do to make sure that your will is being carried out in the earth realm? Then after you ask God what he wants you to do, all right, then he tell you what to do. You listening?
Yeah.
Then you got to do it in order to see the manifestation of it.
Yes, sir.
After you have done what God told you, after you've done the will of God, then the promise manifests.
Yes.
Okay, go, sir.
We can lay the foundation.
We can lay the foundation.
And prepare.
And prepare.
But it is God that has to move.
But it is God that has to move.
We have to follow instructions.
We have to follow instruction. Apostolic instructions is indeed faith itself.
Yeah.
Never forget that. You don't have to be all deep. Faith is simply hearing instruction, obeying instruction, patiently enduring what the instructions bringing you through, and the promise will sure enough be delivered. Read, sir.
Catching the waves of revival.
Catching the waves of revival.
Is the unfolding of what it takes to bring revival.
Is the unfolding of what it takes to bring revival
into our city and land.
Into our city and into our land. If God is not moving in us and through us, there is no revival. Read.
We will study the various stages of revival.
We will study in this class the various stages of revival.
Most people believe.
Most people believe.
We will have to wait for a revival.
We will have to wait for a revival.
Because it is a sovereign act.
Because it is a sovereign act.
And only God can determine.
And only God can determine.
When it should happen.
When revival should happen.
The fire came after Elijah built the altar.
The fire came after Elijah built the altar.
The rain came after Noah built the ark.
The rain came after Noah built the ark.
The glory came after Moses built the tabernacle.
And the glory came after Moses built the tabernacle.
The heavens opened after Jesus prayed.
The heavens opened when? After Jesus prayed.
The Holy Spirit came after they had gathered together.
The Holy Spirit came after they had what? Gathered together
in the upper room.
In the upper room. Now, what is all of that saying? Every move of God came because some man or some woman of God heard some divine instructions.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. It's that simple.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Read, sir.
The Holy Spirit came after the apostles.
The Holy Spirit came after the apostles.
Laid their hands on the believers.
Laid their hands on the believers.
There's something we must do.
There's something we must do.
To activate revival.
Notice that word, activate, to activate. Y'all know that activated is to put in their hair, leave on your sofa?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't put them out after? Because that curly stuff smell, oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Okay, it was called activator. Well, Lord, glad I ain't had that stuff. But it's got the, you know, activation is the key. Go ahead.
There's something we must do.
There's something we must do.
To activate revival.
To activate revival.
In our city and in our
ministry. In our cities and in our ministries. These governmental churches that Apostle is talking about. Y'all want to know one of the most important things pastors should do? Connect to an apostle. Because he's the first one that Jesus gave to the church. He's first in order. He's first in rank. Hello.
Yes, sir.
No matter if you like it or not, I didn't ask you that.
That's right.
God set in the church first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. But all the church wants is a pastor, an evangelist, and a teacher. Now, if you write that down, that's a pet. See, they want to be petted. God said, I set the apostle first, the prophet second, and the teacher third, APT. That means you are apt to carry out apostolic government. Oh, you ain't never read that no book, so don't worry about it. It's okay. Read, sir.
The stages of revival
as unfolded in this book, Catching the Waves of Revival,
can help us to prepare our churches
to walk into the spirit of revival
before it breaks out in full scale.
Now, if you pay close attention to our first class, God is already speaking, saying something is about to be birthed. That the earth realm, see, I've been saying this for many years. I understand. See, today you to get recognized, you got to have 9,000 people and all that kind of stuff. God don't work like that. Jesus took 12 men.
That's right.
It's not how many people you have, it's what God is saying.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
See, when the power show up,
Come on now.
You don't need cards and advertisements. Yeah. And Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all them other type of things. It's okay if you got one. But that's not God's advertising. God's advertising is signs, wonders, and miracles. The Bible says multitudes follow Jesus. Pay attention now. Multitudes follow Jesus when they saw the miracles that he did on the people that were following. And just in case you are not familiar with apostolic government and ministry, the first miracle that Jesus did and every other miracle that Jesus did was really not Jesus doing it. It was really the Father working through the Son.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
And every miracle, every sign and every wonder is to manifest the glory that God gave to him. And we are carriers of his glory.
Yes, sir.
And in this day, God wants to manifest his glory in you and through you through apostolic government. Go ahead, read, sir.
To know how and what to do
is important.
And we need to have prophetic insight.
Prophetic insight and perception. See, the average church folk do not think like apostolically governed people. They waiting to go to heaven. They waiting on God to do stuff. They don't want to be trained. Mm-hmm. They want everything to be comfortable. But eagles got to get out the nest. So God put thorns for you to sit on. So when you're going through certain challenges, your challenge and your adversity is your stepping stone to your next promotion. So quit crying. The Bible says Jesus had to go through death to conquer the fear of death. That's why in this generation, we don't see many signs, wonders, and miracles. Why are you looking at me? I won't be like this the rest of my life. Wrong person. See, there y'all go. Trying to show you. You got a demonstration right up here before you. Because the rules of engagement don't change. I don't care what happened to you. You got to keep on trucking, baby. That's Eddie Kendricks. That's Eddie Kendricks 1-1. Keep on trucking. That's not shoe shine, boy. Some of y'all ain't never been nowhere but in the church, but I know what I'm talking about. Read, sir.
We in this new generation
have to know.
We have been given keys to the kingdom.
We have to know. Apostle taught, there's something beyond faith. There's something beyond believing. What is that? When you know. Now here's something you need to know. When you know, you always function from the now. Just drop the K, baby. It's all. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar. If you drop the K, you understand it? Huh? If you drop the K from know, do you function in the now? And if you're functioning in the now, that's called faith. Because now faith is. Okay, that's all right. Go ahead, sir.
We know about ask, seek, and knock. We have this knocking theology.
And we have been taught in the church a knocking theology.
We have to move from the knocking theology.
To the unlocking. You notice that? From knocking. I'm about to help you now. When you knock at the door, you're waiting on somebody to open it. But when you got the keys to the kingdom, then you unlock the door and you have access all by your doggone self. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Stop knocking and start unlocking. One believer can knock. But it is up to God to determine. If and when he will open. The other believer determines. It's over and has the keys.
It's over already, and I got the keys
in
my hand. Jesus said, it is my good pleasure to give unto you, watch this, the keys to the kingdom. So everything in the kingdom that must be unlocked got a key. All right. Okay. And if you're a real smart person and you remember when you was in school and you saw the janitor, he had a pocket full of keys to unlock various doors all throughout. But I learned something. It's one thing to have a bunch of keys. It's another thing to have a master key. When you catch the wave, baby, you ain't got a bunch of keys. You got the master key. The master key unlock everything that all the other keys have access to. Okay, don't get upset. Read.
One believes in waiting on God. While the other believes in advancing the kingdom.
See, advance is offense. You got to be offensive minded. Can't be worried about the devil. Why are you worried about somebody defeated? Advance the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. It's mine, devil. And I'm not asking your permission. I don't need your permission. I will access and have all that's mine. And when somebody tells me something is impossible to me, I know I'm in the right territory. Because when it's impossible, I know I can't do it, but I'm connected to the one who says, oh my, now watch this, I'm about to make a statement. For with God, all things are possible. It doesn't say it for to God. I believe most of the church, when they hear for with God, is still thinking to God. When God is with you, you now have access to the impossible realm. That's why when a doctor tells you something can never be done, that's a good time for you to smile.
Yeah. Amen.
And you're listening to this?
Yeah.
You don't see when they say you see. Not messing with your mind, huh? I mess with people everywhere I go. Are you listening? Because people don't believe the Bible they preach. The Bible says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, they are temporary. So why are you trying to put your temporary when I got the permanent word? It takes truth to change facts, but facts can never change the truth. Read, sir.
These apostolic teachings and procedures
will help the church to work out
their own salvation
and come into their inheritance. God said, I put an inheritance in you and I'm coming back for it. See, there's a lot of stuff the church don't teach that apostolically and prophetically, when real apostles and prophets show up, that's when the real revelation, knowledge, insight, and illumination show up.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Yes, that's why God, the two gifts, there are five ascension gifts, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Are you listening?
Yes.
One Jesus.
Yes.
One Jesus poured himself out into five graces.
Yes.
Uh-huh. One fifth. Yeah, you can drink that on the corner. But last I checked, five-fifths is one. So what Jesus did, he gave some to be apostles, some to be a prophets, some to be evangelists, pastors, and teachers. You see that? Five in the Bible is the number of grace. For the law came by Moses, but grace. The fivefold ministry. You listening? Came by who? Jesus Christ. Okay, go ahead.
The keys of the kingdom are given to a mature church.
Notice this, a mature church. You got to know what to do with the key.
Yes.
Read.
Not an immature one. Who will squander her inheritance. You have to be a real son to carry the key.
You have to be a real son or a real daughter to carry the key.
You can't use the keys as a rookie.
Now, let me help you while I'm here. I never teach these classes the same way every year because the Holy Ghost don't move the same all the time.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, we've been talking about, if you notice, this whole lesson been about instructions.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
know why the keys can only be given to a real son and a real daughter? Because a bastard ain't following no instructions. A bastard is a child without correction. A bastard is a child without direction. A bastard is a child without protection because they won't follow instruction. Okay. I ain't mad at you. I'm talking to you online. I see you too. Meet the Fockers. I see you. Okay. You don't know nothing. No, I didn't cuss. Just you go watch the movie. Go ahead, read.
We can bring full-scale transformation
on this earth
by thinking with the mind of a strategist and pursuing this course
with the spirit of a revivalist. See, can I talk to you? Apostle Thompson is a revivalist all by himself. And if you want to know the signs and the markings of a true apostle, they draw men around them because they have a fatherly spirit. And God must raise up sons and daughters, but you can't have sons and daughters without a father. What the church wants is 10,000 instructors, but not fathers. See, an instructor will tell you some stuff, but a father going to correct you. Huh? Say what? Under 2 minutes, where we ain't getting out, read.
Do not let strategy take the place of your spirit. True revival produces specifications. For the good of man. And the glory of God.
Okay? Y'all read the introduction, chapter 1, in Catching the Waves of Revival. And we will see you all next time. Enjoy a great evening.